This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I'm an educated idiot. I believe in getting educated, getting edumacated, whatever you want to call it. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, actually, if you really want to get technical on it. Because you can't get you can't be part of the solution just spewing the party line. I haven't had to say this, well, I should have. I haven't had to say this in a while. But you really want to be, you really want to be careful in who you're backing, how you put yourself out there. I mean, I don't say that because I don't want you back in Joe, or I don't want you back in whoever. I'm almost afraid to say their names because, like in Beetlejuice, you say it too many times, they'll show up. But you really want to have information on that person. You really want to know who you're voting for, why you're voting for that person, what is it about them you like. And if your reason for voting that person is because they're not a Democrat or they're not a Republican, then you are that educated idiot I talked about. You've been educated by your party to believe that there's nobody else better than them. And look at what they've done for you. You really have to think about, what have they done for you lately? What have they done for you that's within the party that you, what do I want to say here? That you grew up in, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, look, I used to do a speech called Principle Over Party. And I was spoken... I spoke to a couple of larger women's Republican groups, and somebody must have complained, because after that, I was not invited back. Because the reality is, it has to be. It can't kind of sort of be. It has to be principle over party. You joined that party because of the principles you had, the things you believed, and they lined up with those principles. So why change it? You have to explain it. You have to get me to understand. Why change it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Any of you remember Mark the Lamont Hill? He's the one that's always on Fox News, always pounding on Republicans, always talking about what hypocrites we are, and when we say something, you know, when we make a comment about Billy Bob Clinton and or Obama, we're racist and homophobes and phobophobes and something else. Well, guess what? He's in trouble again. Author and liberal pundit Mark Lamont Hill was condemned after he responded to news about Tom Hanks and his wife testing positive for the coronavirus with a joke. He said, "I'm black. Call me when Will and Jada got it." That's how Hill captioned the tweet of his announcing Hanks and his wife Rita had the coronavirus. Hill was a former CNN contributor who now works for BET News. He was obviously referring to actors Will Smith and wife Jada Pinkett, implying that he didn't care about Hanks and Wilson because, well, you know, they're white. And you can hear that when he's on Fox News. You get that same feeling. He doesn't really care because you're white. And you didn't help him at all. I'm sure no white person in their lives ever helped him at all. He goes on to say, you know what goes great with a slice of coronavirus? Well, racist jokes, of course. These guys are bad. Hill eventually deleted the tweet after he received severe backlash on social media. You know, he deleted it. He said, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was making a joke that came across poorly. All my fault. No, no kidding. Who else's fault would it be? Of course it was your fault. I love that. I didn't mean to do it. What, you didn't write it? What do you mean you didn't mean to do it? I'm kind of confused. It's not the first time Lamont Hill has drawn attention to himself, remember? CNN dropped Lamont Hill in 2018 after he gave a speech at the United Nations in which he used language critics described as a dog whistle. He was advocating for the elimination of Israel. Now, he accused the Israeli government of normalizing settler colonialism, and he called for a free Palestine from river to sea. Now, again, he's a professor. I don't know what school he went to, but he's a professor. Critics noted that numerous anti-Israeli groups use the phrase from the river to the sea. Right, because that would include the terrorist group that we know as Hamas. At one point during a speech that cost him a CNN gig, Hill poured himself some water and told the participants that he just got off a flight from Palestine and he was boycotting the Israeli water, so I was unable to quench my thirst. Hill's also a professor. talk about cutting your nose off to spite your face. He's not going to drink water on a long flight because it could be Israeli water, and he's not going to help them. Like they care. He's also a professor at Temple University in Philadelphia, previously taught at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Columbia University in New York. Well, that, whatever. These guys, you know, again, would you please check the colleges your kids go to, hop online, check them out, find out what they're teaching. Does your college have sex week? Are you okay with that? There's a lot of them that do. Right? Again, do they allow illegal aliens in? Not illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, like the law states they are. Do they allow them in for free or no tuition? Do they give them free or no-cost medical care? Because your kids can't get it. It's wrong. It's always had been wrong. 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Again, we're going to hear from a bunch of kids who know absolutely nothing about Biden but think he's great. I just don't get it. Be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I appreciate so much the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Anyway, I want to get right to it. There's so much going on. You can head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But mostly, I really want you to get involved in the conversation. Right? I mean, seriously. Respond or comment on the stories that we post up and so much more. So to show you how ignorant, that's the best way to put it. To show you how ignorant our young people go to the colleges around in and around this beautiful, wonderful country. And why you have to take more, you got to get more involved in your kid's education. And just because you go to college doesn't mean they're adults. But, you know, get more involved in your kid's education. Here's a bunch of kids on a college campus that they have no problem with Joe Biden. They think it's wonderful. He's great. He's done so much for the country. The problem is they can't tell you what he's done for the country. They have no clue. You don't believe me? Take a listen.
I'm Calvin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Iowa talking to young voters about the 2020 race and specifically Joe Biden. Last week, videos went viral of him appearing to touch young women inappropriately. Will people here have a problem with that, and will it impact the way they vote in the upcoming caucus?
No.
Let's find out. Joe Biden, obviously one of the favorites. He hasn't announced officially, but he's still polling in first place in many states. There's a video going around Twitter that had gone viral of him appearing to touch young women inappropriately. So I'm going to play the video for you guys, and I want to see if you guys think it's harmless or if you think that it's inappropriate.
Ew. Oh my. Oh no. He's very close to them.
So.
Oh my gosh.
So I know we've got radio, and some of you know that we also put a video up on our website, but you can just imagine. You just listen to their comments. And you know what's being said. You know what's being... These are the pictures that you've all seen. This is the video you've all seen of him smelling the little kid's hair, getting up close and personal, right up behind these little kids, and the wives of some of these, you know, other senators and such. I mean, the guy is sick. It's you can tell it's making him uncomfortable. Why? Where's the outrage? Where's the outrage from the left? Probably absolutely none, right?
It's really weird. What's he doing?
This is a long compilation, jeez. Look at her face.
She's talking about a little girl. Which, you know, Uncle Joe got up too close to the little girl, and the little girl was like, oh, don't touch me. He shouldn't have touched her. It ain't right.
And even, like, all everyone else, you can tell that they're kind of uncomfortable with the way he acts.
Yeah, this is definitely, like, very excessive. Like, there's no need to be grabbing at people like that.
What's your initial reaction when you see these videos?
That's really creepy.
Yeah, ew.
I'd say it's a little on the strange side. They've got a lot of different clips there, which is obviously doesn't look...
So why did Joe get away with this? Not a negative word. Guy can't, doesn't know what city he's in, doesn't know what state he's in, doesn't know what office he's running for, gets up close and personal with women and little girls, and he gets a pass. Can somebody explain this to me?
Look very good for Joe Biden.
Definitely creepy that various of ages of women, too, so it's not just, it was young women and a little bit older women, so it's just very wrong, and that should not be a thing.
Yeah, I think it's a classic example of men not responding to being around...
No, not men. Let's be clear about this. This is Joe the Biden. Okay, not men. I don't do that to women. I don't believe either one of my boys do that to women. They've been taught properly. They've been taught how to treat women. So I am sorry. No. I hate that. I hate when they do that. Because we can have a field day with how women are, but I don't.
Women properly.
Like, at a certain point, what is just, like... not getting the memo about personal space and what is just not, like, respecting it.
If, like, I wasn't related to him and he did that, I'd think it's creepy.
I think it's definitely recurring. I
tell you what, there's people that are related to him and think it's creepy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how you wouldn't notice that you're doing that and, like, being creepy towards someone.
Yeah.
Do you think it has a factor in the race?
I think it does because, I mean, that's absolutely wrong. And
obviously not, lady.
He might not think that, but that's a problem.
I do think it's probably something that people are going to think about just with, like, everything that's been going on with, like, Me Too movement and things like that.
Stuff like this could definitely have an impact on the presidential election.
Got it. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I would agree, especially, like, if it keeps, like, coming back up and doesn't blow over, it'll definitely be a game changer.
Okay.
You know, what should we do about this? And maybe their first step will be, like, not wanting to vote for him.
I feel like it's shocking.
See, wouldn't it be great if that was true? No, really, honestly. Would it be great if people took the time to figure out what was going on, actually pay attention, and decide, no, this guy is too creepy for this. This is not going to work for me. But you won't see it. Won't happen. Not on the left, especially.
Enough that it can affect his chances.
If your professor did this to you in class, what would your reaction be?
holy shit, I need to leave.
I would be so creeped out. I think I would tell my friends and ask them what I should do. Yeah, I don't know.
If a professor was touching you the way Joe Biden was touching women in these videos, what would be your reaction?
The same as the...
Yeah, this is, you know, again, I want to go back to what I said earlier. Why does the left get a pass on these things? Not the first time. Happens a lot. And they get a pass on it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Have any questions, comments? joe@therealside.com. You can hop up on the website. Smarter people than I are in the chat room, whether it's the Facebook chat room or the regular chat room. It's on our website. If you want text messages or text alerts that the show's coming on, you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You know, again, these people, it's scary. Now, on campus, now the sad part about this is young people, they don't vote. They really don't vote for the most part. So it's not going to be a big deal. But it'd be great if some of the adults saw this and really were turned off by it, really were upset by it. Wouldn't that be nice? Or is that asking for a lot? And I might be asking for a lot. I don't know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, with the election coming up this year, or in full swing, I should say, this is not a time to kind of split hairs. I got people that won't vote. They won't vote for a congressman, a Republican congressman, because they think he was too nasty in the race. Or she. So they're not going to vote for that person. What does it take to get you people to understand that when you don't vote for a candidate, it's a vote for the other one? And it's real simple math. You don't need a college degree to figure this out. If there's two people in your house, and one's voting for the Dem and one's voting for the Republican, and they both cast votes, there is a zero-sum game. But if only one votes and the other one doesn't, that vote stays. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking about steps being taken to control the spread of coronavirus. He tells reporters after a meeting in the Oval Office with the Irish Prime Minister.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected, and you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation.
Meanwhile, coronavirus concerns sending the Dow on another huge downslide. It's the market's worst session since 1987. The Dow losing 2,353 points, the Nasdaq dropping 750 points, the S&P 500 down almost 261 points. This comes as President Trump suspends travel from Europe for 30 days in an effort to contain the coronavirus. As for individual stocks, airline stocks taking a hit in addition to cruise line operators Carnival and Norwegian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, I can't believe the, if you don't believe that Trump derangement syndrome is real, look at what happened after he made his speech last night. How crazy these people went. Because he didn't word it right, he didn't say it right, he didn't move fast enough. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad and so sick, frankly. So send me an email if you've got any thoughts on this, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but gun sales have spiked in California, especially in the Asian communities, over this coronavirus situation, the scare. Now, you've heard about supermarkets running low. I don't even get this. Paper towels and toilet paper. I guess there's a lot of throwing up going on with this. Cases of water just flying off the shelves. Now it seems like the gun sales in some Asian communities, they've also seen a dramatic spike. Taken off. Dennis Lin, the owner of Gun Effects and Cloud Nine Fishing in Southern California, told a news station that his business has been really, really crazy. Listen, I went to the supermarket today. I was in there for about 37 seconds. When I saw how many people were in line, now the shelves aren't empty. I probably should have looked in their carts to see truly what they had. But the shelves aren't empty by any stretch of the imagination in the place. Do they think all the truck drivers are going to get sick and they won't be able to deliver anything to market? I mean, what does it actually mean? We forget we're all people, he said. We're in America, not in China. Todd Starnes, caller was in the Todd's, the article was on the Todd Starnes radio show website. Said, I just assumed that most Asian Americans were already armed. I believe every freedom-loving, law-abiding patriot should engage in his Second Amendment rights. He continued, it's a lot easier to protect your stash or toilet paper and canteen rations with a Smith & Wesson and safer. Now, that report came shortly after Dick's Sporting Goods announced that it would stop gun sales in half of its stores and part of a plan to eliminate the hunting section in 440 of its stores. I mean, are we serious? I mean, are they giving in? What are they afraid of? Most of those people complain at those places. They don't even shop there. No, really. I love when they say stuff like, I didn't even know they had guns. How did you not know? If you really shopped there, how did you know they didn't have guns? President Trump on Wednesday took the step to ban travel from Europe. Right? Now, he did exclude cargo shipments, although I'd want to know what was in those shipments and what they were. He said the move will help stop the spread of the virus. He pointed to his quick action on China. I heard one more Maroney say today, well, didn't work because it got here. No. Really? We would have never known it wasn't here. Thank you for that. Imagine if he didn't have anything in place, how much more of it would be here. How much faster it would have spread. You know, it never stops with these people. The ridiculous, is that a real word? Ridiculousness of these people just never stops. And when you talk about President Trump again, why they had nothing at, I know why. But why they can't pull out one thing. Do they not realize that it would help their cause, it would help their case? If every once in a while they threw a bone, and they were positive about what the president did, said, or even partially positive, Juan Williams today was talking about how, hey, you know, I do have to say one thing positive about the president. I do have to say one thing I did like about him. He finally took the coronavirus seriously, which was just a slap in the head. Like, the president never took it seriously. I think media has latched onto this and run with it. And we've allowed that to happen. We've allowed them to get away with it. I'd love to know what you think. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you can't, and you cannot let them run with it. We've got an election coming up that we have to be strong on. We have to be on the same page with. You know, otherwise, like we've seen happen in other places, your candidate's going to lose. Listen, Trump may take the White House again easily. Whether it's a landslide or not, easily. But if you don't give him the Congress, if you don't give him the Senate and the House of Representatives, it's all for naught. It means nothing. The other sneaky thing, sneaky thing you need to think about. Have you noticed how many governors, how many mayors for that matter, have declared a state of emergency? Because you know what that does? I don't know if any of you know this. That opens up a whole new door for them to get money from. And that state of emergency really can't be refused. So whether he's asking for it from the governor or not, whether he's asking for it from the president or not, I don't believe a city can do that. De Blasio, of all people, I think I'd say no before the ink dried on his end. Right, but you've got these guys that are screaming for putting the cities and states in a state of emergency so they can get money from the feds. It's a way for them to help fix the homelessness. It's a way for them to get that money they've been looking to get. I don't think you should give it to them. I'm sorry. I just don't. Not without a really well thought out plan. Right? Here's another one that says you're blood crawling. Probably didn't even know that he or she or whatever was still in jail. A judge orders Chelsea Manning to be released from jail. A federal judge ordered to release a former Army intelligence. You know, in his day, he would have been shot in the years gone by. A deserter, just shot, period. A federal judge ordered to release our former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning on Thursday. Just one day after she attempted to take her own life while in prison. Well, we can't have that now, can we? So is that how it works now? Everybody who tries to take their life, we're going to let them go? Or is it only, transgenders that have been through the operation? Manning has been in jail since May in Alexandria, Virginia, for refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks. She told a judge in May that she'd rather starve to death than comply with a subpoena. He obliged. So what's the problem? Holding them to their word. U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga ordered Manning's release after prosecutors said the grand jury had been disbanded. Right? Trenga did, however, leave $256,000 in fines that were levied against Manning in place. Wow, what, $250,000? There was a hearing scheduled for Friday, but it's since been canceled. Manning's team argued that she had shown that she couldn't be coerced into testifying after she was released. In 2019, a letter to Judge Manning called the grand jury probe an effort to frighten journalists and publishers who serve the public good. Yeah, right. You know, U.S. officials claimed the website founder Julian Assange worked in tandem with Manning to break into a classified government computer and leak information. Treason! It's flat-out treason! President Obama commuted her sentence in 2017, and then she was released from prison after 7 years. Again, in the old days, Manning would have been shot. Would have been done and over with. I don't know what's happened to us when it comes to patriotism. And don't write me and tell me about, feeling bad or compassion. What compassion did Manning have for those whose lives they put in danger? None. Absolutely none. They don't get it. They don't get what this means. They don't get the damage that they do. You know, they swear an oath not to put this information out. They swear an oath not to allow the public, not public, but the wrong people to have access to this information. Why do they think it's okay? Because they believe what the president is doing wrong, or they believe that they don't like what the army's doing. Why is it okay for them to do that? And the big deal is the rush is because Manning tried to commit suicide. Wow. Do we move that fast for our veterans? Right? What do we have, 22 to 30 veterans a day who either commit or try to commit suicide? Do we do that for them? Do we rush to help them like that? Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Time. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I don't don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back here to the real side of GCN Life. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I couldn't believe this story. Just some of you saw me. I'm looking through the story going, okay. I kind of looking and go, why? What did they expect? Anyway, head up to the website, therealside.com. You know, give me your email address. We send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on with the show, stories that are coming up, and that kind of thing. But a 19-year-old pregnant woman from Guatemala died this week. From injury she suffered when she fell more than 19 feet trying to climb the U.S. border wall. Now, somehow that's Trump's fault. I don't know how. You see a wall? It says, don't come in. Don't climb the wall. Don't touch the wall. You touch the wall, it's somebody else's fault. I love it. The Guatemalan identified the woman as Miriam Stephanie Giron. She's medical personnel trying to deliver her baby, but were unsuccessful. Both governments said the U.S. Giron was 8 months pregnant, while Guatemalan authorities said that she was at 7 months. Okay, big deal, right? They had to put that in there. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, though, they blamed Giron's death on human smugglers who encouraged her to climb the wall. In a statement, Gloria Chavez, the chief for the Border Patrol El Paso sector, said authorities would work with Mexico to find those responsible for placing their lives in danger. Right, so you got a 19-year-old young girl trying to get here for freedom. I got that. She's got time. Do it the right way. Really that simple. Do it the right way. The California Border Patrol Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan, he told reporters that Guerin and her partner were taken to the border by smugglers left there in the darkness. They were attempting to climb when she fell. Border Patrol agents reached her and called medical authorities. You know, I tell you, more and more of these places where the walls are, where they've worked on the roadways, they can get there faster. They can do better. They can help people out once they get there. Now, Guerin is from Guatemala, San Marcos area, near the country's border with Mexico. CBP says it has no record of her trying to enter the U.S. at any one of the official point entries. That's where the Democrats go sideways. They don't understand why we have to come into these ports of entries. Why do you have to do it the right way? That's basically what they're saying. Why do it the way the law had called out for to do that Congress had done that we can change but we don't want to? That's basically what they're saying, is it not? Texandi Panagua, the Guatemalan consul in Del Rio, Texas, said he spoke to Guerin's partner, who remains in Border Patrol detention. He said that if he had known that the risks were this high, he would not have done it. Wait a minute. You've got a pregnant woman that's going to climb a 20-foot-plus high fence, and you didn't know the risks were that big of a deal. Just asking. Man, are you going to make a good father? Or would you have made a good father? Yeah, I'm being harsh and mean. 19-year-old pushing her up a 20, 25, 30-foot-high fence to climb over. Policy changes such as remain in Mexico and ban on many asylum claims have made it more difficult for people to remain in the U.S., even if they're caught. They apparently don't know that down there yet. The U.S. has already built or replaced about 135 miles of border barriers in Mexico, with several contracts awarded to one or more construction people. I mean, if we can get the stuff out there, if he can get the money he needs for his fence, which is why it's so important that when you guys vote, you get a Congress, you get a Senate in that will support him. Otherwise, all this was for naught. All this was wasted. No, come on, think about it. All wasted. Because he's not gonna get the support he needs. They're going to keep coming after him. You're going to have four more years of what we've already gone through. Do you really want to do that? Because I don't. In Utah, female state senators walked off to Florida to protest the abortion ultrasound bill. I do not get this. I don't get why they have such a hard time understanding. If it's a life, why not treat it as such? All six of the female lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, they walked off the floor of the Utah State Senate and refused to vote on a bill that later passed on Tuesday, which mandates that women be shown an ultrasound before they receive an abortion. Currently, women receive an ultrasound before an abortion procedure is conducted, but health care providers are not required. You know what I love about this? No, this is great. You can put restrictions on the Second Amendment, a constitutional right of the Second Amendment. Clear and simple. We're allowed to have guns, period. And every state fights with the little nuances that they want to put in to keep you from being able to carry that gun, have that gun. I told you, Newsom did a great job. Yep, Governor, you heard me, Governor Newsom. He's interpreted the Second Amendment as meaning you can have a gun, but doesn't say anything about ammunition. Are we serious? That's kind of where his head's at. Doesn't say anything about ammunition. So they've been attacking ammunition here in California. Right? You have to do a criminal check. Right? When you buy so many rounds of ammunition, you can only buy so many rounds a day, a week, a month, whatever it turns out to be. It's getting bad. Now they've got another law that won't take your guns away, but it'll make them almost impossible to use. So we're seeing what's happening here. If you want it in the rest of the country, go ahead and vote Dem. You know, I've been through this a dozen times with you guys. Anyway, currently women receive an ultrasound before an abortion procedure is conducted. Health care providers are not required to show the patient the results. Under the new bill, however, doctors could be fined up to $100,000 or more if they performed the procedure without showing a pregnant woman an image from an ultrasound making the fetal heartbeat audible. So show, all they're doing is showing you what it is. Look at, I don't know why they don't show these mini clips in science class. We're supposed to show all kinds of things in science, and we're supposed to let kids know what's going on. Why not show what an abortion looks like? It's a medical procedure. Why not? I've said it a million times. When do we start getting honest with these kids? Republican Senator Deirdre Henderson said the walkout protested the invasive nature of the bill. Before the vote, Henderson was able to pass an amendment into the bill that would prohibit a transvaginal ultrasound. I don't know what it is, but that does sound intrusive. I'm very pro-life, always vote for pro-life bills, but I'm concerned that we're overstepping with government mandates on medically unnecessary procedures. Now listen, if they want to do a regular ultrasound over the belly, what's wrong with that? There shouldn't be anything wrong with that, right? Even the nay vote from the 6 female lawmakers, 2 Republicans, 4 Democrats, the bill would have still passed. 5 Republican men voted against it, but the bill passed 16-7. Now, the pushback they got from the female lawmakers in the state Senate, many of whom shared personal stories in an effort to appeal to their anti-abortion colleagues. Curtis Barnable insisted that a woman could look away when being shown the images. So what? Just show it to them anyway. If you're going to take the life of a child, if you're willing to terminate that life through an abortion, it seems appropriate that you should get the best information. I agree. Why not have all the information required to make the decision? Right? I don't understand. Why wouldn't you want to give a woman all the information she could possibly want to make that decision properly? We've gone sideways with all this. It's kind of like, again, we've allowed it to happen as conservatives. We've gone sideways from a standpoint that here we have the ability to show people what they're aborting, what they're doing, and we're going to fight that. Why would we do that? This is how ludicrous we've gotten. And yet, transgenderism, binary, I can't even keep up with this stuff. Non-binary genders, all the things that are 180 degrees against science, we're supposed to be for. We're supposed to take the left at its word. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not interested in doing it. So write these things down. Listen, if you like listening to the show and sometimes you get into an area that doesn't cover, where the station doesn't cover the show, just go up to Apple. If you have an Apple, go to Android, the Android store. If you have an Android, we have an application for that, or an app, as you call it, for that, where you can see the stories that we're writing. You can watch live. You can listen live. You could actually go back later on, get the podcast later on for the video, get the podcast for the audio. There's a million ways you can get this information, and you can see the shows. You could be notified through the app that the show is starting. There's a lot happening there. You can buy the coffee mug. I haven't pushed that in a long time. It's a TRS coffee mug, and I keep telling you, everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. Or if you want to help push back against the social media platforms that are keeping more and more and more conservatives from making money, and I mean that sincerely. It's not that it's down, it's almost out. When you look at the views that some of these websites have gotten, they've been strangled to death. You've got to help out. And again, I'm not just telling you need to help me out. If you have a conservative commentator that you like, that you listen to, that you appreciate, know that they're trying to push through too. And they're taking down, and there are a lot of conservative content, a lot of my content, they have to take down and make unavailable. Some of you brought out the fact that one video that I put up about a C-section, the baby was still in the sack, water hadn't broken. They did a C-section. You could see the baby in the sack and what it looked like. They found that offensive and violent. They took it down. Or they blurred it out. I'm sorry. So, you going to protect life or not? Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here because we're here all week.